Culture.
Johnson. The Language Instinct. ChatGPT's Way with Words raises questions about how humans acquire language.
When Deep Blue, a chess computer, defeated Garry Kasparov, a world champion, in 1997, many gasped in fear of machines triumphing over mankind. In the intervening years, artificial intelligence has done some astonishing things, but none has managed to capture the public imagination in quite the same way. Now, though, the astonishment of the Deep Blue moment is back, because computers are employing something that humans consider their defining ability, language. Or are they? Certainly large language models, or LLMs, of which the most famous is ChatGPT, produce what looks like impeccable human writing. But a debate has ensued about what the machines are actually doing internally, what it is that humans in turn do when they speak, and inside the academy, about the theories of the world's most famous linguist, Noam Chomsky. Although Professor Chomsky's ideas have changed considerably since he rose to prominence in the 1950s, several elements have remained fairly constant. He and his followers argue that human language is different in kind, not just degree of expressiveness, from all other kinds of communication. All human languages are more similar to each other than they are to, say, whale song or computer code. Professor Chomsky has frequently said a Martian visitor would conclude that all humans speak the same language with surface variation. Perhaps most notably, Chomskyan theories hold that children learn their native languages with astonishing speed and ease, despite the poverty of the stimulus, the sloppy and occasional language they hear in childhood. The only explanation for this can be that some kind of predisposition for language is built into the human brain. Chomskyan ideas have dominated the linguistic field of syntax since their birth. But many linguists are strident anti-Chomskyans, and some are now seizing on the capacities of LLMs to attack Chomskyan theories anew. Grammar has a hierarchical nested structure involving units within other units. Words form phrases, which form clauses, which form sentences, and so on. Chomskyan theory posits a mental operation, merge, which glues smaller units together to form larger ones that can then be operated on further, and so on. In a recent New York Times op-ed, the man himself, now 94, and two co-authors, said, "We know that computers do not think or use language as humans do," referring implicitly to this kind of cognition. LLMs, in effect, merely predict the next word in a string of words.